For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. Officials from several state and federal agencies came before the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday to talk about fire recovery. Much of the discussion revolved around claims that Army Corps subcontractors have over-excavated many of the sites where owners signed right-of-entry permits for debris removal. Scott Ward, a building code consultant in Redwood Valley, also addressed the board about the hardships that some of his clients have faced. I caught up with him during a break to ask for more detail.
One of my clients, when they cleaned up his lot, did excessive grading. They, meaning the Army Corps and FEMA. He had about a 2,500 square foot footprint of fire debris. They took out 5,000 square feet and 2 foot of cut. It's going to cost him well over $30,000 to replace that dirt, go through all the necessary testing by the engineers, prepare a grading plan to satisfy the county's needs.
Could you elaborate a little bit on what kinds of engineering stuff these clients are going to need to have done?
They're required to hire a geotechnical engineer to test the compaction of the soil that's imported and put back in the hole that the Army Corps dug. They also have to hire a civil engineer to draw a grading plan. And then when the work is done and they dig their footings, they'll have to have the geotechnical engineer back out to say that the footings are in compacted soil and it's okay to pour concrete. All of that costs money.
And the price you mentioned earlier, is that just for the engineers, or is that the engineers plus the dirt that they need to refill these holes?
It's about $24,000 to do the dirt and another six or seven for the engineers.
And do you know if they've gotten any kinds of comments from FEMA, or the contractors, have they asked and gotten any kind of response about why the excavation was so extensive?
They have asked and gotten no response. The on-site quality assurance people with their 3 hours training, like the man said, do not know enough about excavation to have any substantive knowledge to make a comment.
Who should be on site making sure that things are happening properly?
You should have a qualified project manager that's experienced in heavy equipment and excavation watching the site and making sure they're doing the minimum that's necessary.
Another contractor, Lee Howard, with the North Coast Builders Exchange, told the board that his organization had commissioned a Santa Rosa engineering consultant firm called TransTech to evaluate the debris removal at one Redwood Valley property. Supervisors referred to this document later in their afternoon questioning of Colonel Eric McFadden, who's overseeing the Corps' cleanup efforts. The letter states that consultants estimated the average depth of the excavation to be about 2 feet. They believe 3 to 6 inches should be a reasonable first pass depth. They also calculated that the footprint of the burned down shop and residence was about 2,900 square feet, while the cleanup area was closer to 11,800 square feet. McFadden acknowledged that there might be a problem.
There is an indicator there may be a trend of over-excavation that we understand.
Supervisor John McCowan asked if there is a mechanism to compensate property owners. McFadden said that if his issue resolution team determines that the contractor did not perform in accordance with the contract, that contractor would be expected to address the issue.
The next step in that process is to address exactly what you talked about, which really gets into legal options available for the property owner to be able to address some of those concerns. And that's currently being worked right now between our legal, FEMA legal, to figure out what exact recourse a property owner can have to recoup some of the money associated with that.
Fourth District Supervisor Dan Jurdy said he hoped that if it came to pursuing legal action, homeowners would not be forced to seek their own attorneys.
So you just used the word legal, and I guess I'm hoping that process for the property owner doesn't require them to go and hire an attorney. To pursue a legal action against the contractor. I hope that there would be some sort of dispute resolution that would allow for the Army Corps, if the Army Corps or another federal agency determined that yes, there was excessive fill removed, that the government itself would be working on behalf of the property owner to force the contractor to rectify the situation.
Exactly, and our goal is to resolve any disputes before they have to go to that level. And so part of that, I would call it a partnering approach with the contractors. All of our contractors have expressed obviously concern for the survivors, and they're actually going out of their way in some cases to address property issues as brought up to them at no additional cost.
Fifth District Supervisor Dan Hamburg asked McFadden if it was common for disaster survivors to feel aggrieved by the debris removal process and how long people could expect to wait for resolution. McFadden said he'd started the issue resolution program in January with hopes of solving problems while the contractors are still working on the project.
The word that you hear is, oh, they're just taking as much tonnage as they can because that's where the money is. Mm-hmm. And I know you have quality control people out there to prevent just that kind of profiteering. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, I mean, we seem to have maybe as many as 40 or so properties where there is this question.
Robert Pessapane, a branch director with FEMA, offered some context.
This is the first instance, my understanding, that we've ever been asked to remove foundations and do soil excavation, soil sampling related to fire debris. Traditionally, Cal Recycle and DTSC have done the majority of all the fire missions here in California.
He also made some assurances for the future.
Well, I would say in my experience, this is the most challenging I've seen in technical nature of the work mm-hmm. required. Also, based on my time here today and hearing the public comment, I've asked the Colonel to review all cases where our contractors have removed more than 2 feet of work. I want us to be proactive in reviewing these cases versus reactive hearing from the public. Right. So
there is a phone number to call for more info, questions, or concerns. It's 877-875-7681. We'll put it on our website under local news. Also, the community fire recovery meeting that was originally going to take place at Eagle Peak on February 21st has been canceled. Instead, there will be a town hall with Senator Mike McGuire the following day. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.